When I finally fell asleep, I had the strangest dream. I was in a jungle. It was night. I had just stepped into a clearing, and there before me was a monstrous shape. It just rose up out of the jungle, dark and menacing. And then I heard that voice.
You.
Only this time it wasn't accusing, it was enticing.
You come.
I felt as though some sort of magnet was drawing me forward.
Yeah? Yeah? And then what?
The phone rang. You woke me up.
Oh, man. I'm sorry about that.
When you were listening to Tiffany, you heard a voice.
Yes, I did.
Well, some people believe stones can talk. You just have to learn how to listen.
No, it wasn't the stone. I heard someone.
Hello up there.
Is that Friedrich? Hey, man, what are you doing down there?
I was told for the best conversations, look up in the trees.
Is he talking about the howlers?
No, I told him that.
Come on up.
Do you have room?
Sure, no problem.
Mojo, this is a tree house. Friedrich is rather grandiose.
I'm coming.
Uh-oh, Mojo, he's shaking the whole tree.
Hold on to your coffee.
Linz, you think this is safe?
What can I say? He's my boss.
Anyone bring a parachute?
Whoa, we just lost a coconut.
It's a good day to die.
What was that?
Lindsay just said it's a good day to try.
Oh, every day is good to try.
What can I get you?
Café.
Cappuccino?
Yes, good.
I'll get it.
No, sit down. Up here, I get to play waitress.
Oh, what an excellent view.
You've never been up here?
No. I thought it was too dangerous.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Last night, Jack heard a voice on the crystal set.
Well, just a couple of words.
What was it?
You.
You heard you?
Well, it was more like you.
That's all just you?
Yeah, it was accusing me of something.
Did you try again this morning?
I did. But that was it. Nothing else.
Well, reception is better at night.
Why is that?
Because by day, radio signals travel through the ionosphere on into space. But at night, the ionosphere undergoes a change and reflects the radio signals back to Earth.
So we could be receiving stations from anywhere.
No. But at night, radio signals can bounce off the ionosphere. The shorter the wave, the better the bounce.
I see. What did she just say?
What did you just say?
I said, nighttime is the right time.
The right time?
To be with the one you love.
Night and day, night and day.
Every day is the right time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here is your cappuccino.
Danke. So this is what you do here every morning. You sing songs.
The howlers love it.
They're very quiet this morning.
It was probably the storm.
So, Jack, are you going to try Tiffany Blue today?
Linz was just saying nighttime is the best time.
You know, ionosphere, waves bouncing better at night, short of the wave, you know.
So, nighttime is the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, enough. Friedrich, I'm curious. How did you end up in Belize?
It was a woman.
One you were chasing, or one you were fleeing from?
Both.
Really?
It was in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro. Klaus and I fell in love with the same woman.
Oh, how did that happen?
We each had met her separately. One day I saw him with her and I thought, isn't that strange? So I asked Klaus and he said he was very much in love. He said he was going to ask Brunhilde to marry him.
Was that her name?
Hilda. But she preferred her full name, Brunhilde.
Did she wear horns on her head?
No, she wore wings.
On her head?
Why, is that wrong?
They weren't going out of her head.
Of course not. Her wings were on her helmet.
Ah, she wore a helmet?
She wasn't a Valkyrie, was she?
How did you know?
You mean she dressed as one.
Her name was Brunhilde. What do you expect?
Did she drive a motorcycle?
She did.
A BMW?
Of course, she was Brunilda.
Were the wings painted on her helmet?
No, no, they were mounted and they pointed straight up.
Did she wear a breastplate?
Sometimes.
On her BMW?
Yes.
Did she carry a shield and a spear?
Only when she rode in a sidecar.
Her BMW had a sidecar? Oh man, that is so cool.
Yes, it was.
When she drove around Rio, what did the people make of her?
Jack, you know Brazilians, they love to laugh.
Man, she must have been something. Riding around Rio, wearing a breastplate and wings on her head.
Yes. Yes, she was something.
Did Klaus marry Brunhilde?
He asked her, but she said no.
You didn't ask her?
I was gone. I had left.
So, you never saw Brunhilde again?
No, never.
Mm. Did Klaus know that you knew Brunhilde?
Later, yes, he knew.
Mm. Huh. Sounds like our furry friends are back.
I wish I could howl like that.
Oh, man, I'd like to hear you.
Ow! Ow! Okay, Lindsay, that's enough, huh?
What you need is a megaphone.
Oh, yeah, really?
Mojo, don't encourage her. Friedrich, you never finished. How did you wind up here in Belize?
Oh, well, I heard Brunhilde was here.
You mean somewhere in Belize?
Plasencia.
Brunhilde is here?
I was misinformed.
Oh. How did that happen?
It just happened.
Hmm. How did you end up with Fat Freddy's?
I heard someone say Fat Freddy's is for sale. And everyone was so sad, so I asked, who is this Fat Freddy? And they told me it was their favorite bar in all of Belize. And I was tired of traveling. I thought, why not? So I bought Fat Freddy's. And here I am.
Up in a tree having a cappuccino.
And it is time now to go to work.
All right, I'm coming with you.
Yeah, well, I guess I better get to work, too.
What work are you doing?
I am working on my suntan.
You a lazy gringo.
Yeah, wonder where I can buy a sombrero. I didn't last long in the sun. It was way too hot. But it sure felt great. I went for a swim. I started to read a book, read a couple of magazines. I went for another swim. And then I spent the rest of the afternoon in a hammock, in the shade of the palm trees with the ocean lapping a few feet away. It was a very productive day. That evening, I went to Fat Freddy's. Mojo was talking to someone.
Hey, man, where you been all day?
I was working.
I want you to meet a friend. Jack, meet Jake. Jake, Jack.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
You want a beer, Jack?
Yeah, I could use one.
So, you down here to escape the winter?
Oh, please, don't mention that word.
Really? So, Jack, what can I get you?
Bellican stout.
Anything to eat?
Not yet.
Okie dokie. One Bellican.
So, Jake, you one of the expats?
Well, I think I qualify.
How long you been in Belize?
Oh, a couple of days.
That's all?
No, man. He's been down here for the last couple of years.
I wondered how you got that tan in just 2 days.
Well, Jake owns a boat. He takes people fishing.
Oh, how's the fishing?
It varies from good to great.
Really? You're not just giving me the old fish pitch?
Well, I'm serious. Down here, it's what's called a neotropical climate. The temperature varies less than 10 degrees all year long. So instead of seasons, we have microclimate changes.
Yeah, but what about those winds like we had last night?
Well, wind is part of the tropics.
So what's in season now? I mean, fish-wise.
Oh, lots of tarpon, lots of bonefish. In April, migrating tarpon start coming onto the reef.
Yeah, how large are the tarpon?
Well, they range from 40 to 100 pounds.
Oh man, that's a lot of fish.
Oh, yeah, they're big and aggressive. Well,
pulling in a 100-pound fish, I bet that'd be fun, huh?
Oh, yeah, come out and try it.
I don't think so.
It's an adrenaline high, Jack. There's nothing like it.
There you go. So Jake's been trying to talk you into fishing, huh?
Yeah, sounds like a lot of work.
You've really gotten lazy.
Mojo, I keep telling you, I came down here for a vacation, not an adventure.
Well, fishing doesn't have to be an adventure.
Yeah, are you kidding? Hooking a 100-pound tarpon?
Jack, I remember when you used to take off into the jungle with just a machete and a backpack.
No, not Jack.
Well, they used to call him Jungle Jack.
Are you kidding, Jungle Jack Flanders?
That was his name.
Well, there are some great jungles down here, Jack.
And probably only accessible by renting your boat, right?
Well, you could rent a car, but there's no roads.
There are a few roads.
Oh, but they won't take you where you want to go.
And where's that?
You tell me and I'll take you.
He is persistent, isn't he?
It's his job.
Well, we all have to make a living.
Off the tourists?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Ah, here comes Friedrich. Just in time.
I see you are having a lively discussion. May I join you?
Sure, pull up a chair.
Linz, it's time for a break. Here, come, sit down.
Cool. Well, you're the boss, boss.
So, what is tonight's topic?
Jack was complaining about making money off the tourists.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, it was.
What I was about to ask was, where do you draw the line between being a tourist and being an expat?
Oh, a tourist leaves, and an expat stays.
Things that seem really cool to a tourist become a daily frustration to an expat.
It's not something you take a picture of and then move on. It's something you have to face every day.
We all have funny stories of traveling and trying to ask something in a foreign language and no one understands you. But when you live here, and you try to speak the language, and still no one understands you.
Yeah, especially if they're speaking Creole.
Yeah, but there's upsides, too.
Yeah, you live by a beautiful beach, and you can see it every day, and you can swim, or you can just sit there and listen to the ocean.
And you get to delve into a culture much deeper than a tourist.
You begin to understand how it works.
Yeah, you learn how complicated a society can be.
I used to think there's something romantic about being an expatriate.
Yeah, it is romantic when you see it with the eyes of a tourist.
You can be at home wherever you are, Jack.
At home in the flow of impermanent existence.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
It is, isn't it? Later that evening, the gang came over to listen to the crystal radio. Each one took turns putting on the headset and stroking the cat's whisker, trying to locate a sensitive spot on Tiffany Blue.
Nope, I'm getting nothing.
Let me try.
Tiffany is what we call the blue crystal Klaus had given to his brother Friedrich. Along with the crystal was a note, Horen Sie dieses für mich. Oh, my German really stinks. Oh, no, that's not what it meant. It actually means, hear this for me.
All I'm hearing is static. Friedrich?
Why not?
I've been told there are a lot of different crystals that can pick up a radio signal. But it seems Tiffany Blue isn't one of them. What kind of crystal she is, I have no idea.
I hear something.
Really?
I think it's music. Here. Can you hear?
Ooh, it sounds like a flute.
No voice, no words, right? Just flute.
I think it's a radio station. Here, give a listen.
Yeah. Hey, you're probably right. It does sound a little like
you.
A... What?
You!
Oh, my God.
Man, I even heard that.
So did I.
That was leaking right out of your headset.
Friedrich, did you hear it?
I did. Is there more?
No, it's gone now. The music, too.
Was she talking to you?
I don't know. What did I do?
Maybe you touched her in just the right spot.
What was she accusing me of?
Maybe she just didn't like being woke up.
She seems to favor you, Jack.
I don't know if favor is the right word. It sounded more like you. You did it.
It's like that old Fess Waller song. You know you done me wrong.
You rascal, you.
Ain't no sense to run.
You rascal, you.
I done bought a Gatling gun.
You rascal, you.
I'm gonna kill you just for fun.
You rascal, you.
The bus is gonna have you when I'm done.
You rascal, you.
All right, enough. Whatever it was, it wasn't me who done it.
You rascal, you.
All right. Does anyone want this crystal set?
But Jack, you are the one she is speaking to.
I think Tiffany Blue likes you.
Hey, man. Sounds like you found yourself an adventure.
Oh, great.
Maybe you can solve the mystery.
You mean why Klaus sent that note? Horen Sie dieses für mich?
Did he really say that?
He said, hear this for me. And who knows? Perhaps you are hearing it.
Maybe it's a radio station. From down under.
Was that a flute I heard?
I think it was a clay flute.
Yeah, maybe it could have been an ocarina.
Okay, I'll hang on to the crystal radio and see if I can hear anything more.
You got the touch, man.
You know how to tickle her.
Oh, God, I'll probably have nightmares tonight.
Well, remember to write down your dreams or your nightmares.
You can entertain us tomorrow.
I'll see you in the coffee shop, above ground.
Yeah, I hope I'll still be above ground.
You rascal, you.
Ha, ha, ha.